All right, Rabbi Osei, good morning. Let's begin. We are starting today's daf on today's daf is Tes 9, and we are picking up Emirat Hashem on daf Tes. Actually, a couple of lines down. A lot to do today. 2, 4, 6, 8. Look at that. Tes Amud Aleph, 9 lines down. It's going to be a good day. Okay, so we'll say last word on the line. Ba'amine. We'll say our shir this morning. It's dedicated by Paul and Kathy Pollack in memory of Saul and Floret Pollack, Sarah, Bas Avram, Mishmuel, Bas Zachariah. May their neshamas have an aliyah and the families in Nechama. And by Chaim and Jackie Nachman. Le'ilui Nishmas, Shalom, Elazar, Zichron Levracha, Ben Elimelech, Ben Sion. We hope that in the merit of our time of Torah, his neshama will have an aliyah and the family in Nechama. We'll say, let's begin. Ba'imini Ravina Mirav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So Ravina asked the following kasha, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Nosi shenit stara, mahu. So we'll say, what's the halacha if a nosi experiences saras? So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. It's the first of the short lines in Rashi. Nosi shenit stara, l'rab yemi or l'rab yosi aglili, d'avar minisi aso, shen roi li yos melech kishu mitzora. Kidamina l'kamon. So we'll say, as we're going to see actually tomorrow's daf more, that if the king becomes a mitzora. So if the king becomes a mitzora, he is no longer fit to rule. We'll discuss what his status is, but we'll say, what's the halacha? Mahu, mitcha dachi, o miftar pater. So we'll say, listen to this. What we established in yesterday's daf is that the king does not bring a carbon ola viyored. So the shaila is, in the event that now he contracts tsaras, and as a result, ultimately again can no longer serve as king, so what is the halacha? Do we say, look at Rashi for just a moment, mi amrina patr mikarben olav yor kishu nasi, va'achshav kishen etztara da'avar minis yasa lichayev, o dilma mai da'avi avi kishu nasi, klamar hol v'nitcha yitcha kishen etztara. So do we say that, look, the patur from olav yor is only when he's actively serving his king. Now that he's not serving his king, he does bring a carbon olav yor. Or do we say, no, kind of once a king, always a king. And even though he can't rule right now, and we'll discuss the parameters of that, Lemaisa again, he does bring a carbon olav yored. So Amarlei, suppose this, he said to him, Dilach o de Gaza, tell me, when they go ahead and they bring a carbon olav yored, do you bring it from your own money, or do they bring it ultimately again from someone else's money? So we'll say essentially what he answers is, the king, even when he no longer serves in the official capacity as king, still has the wealth that he acquired ultimately again as a result of his monarchical station. That wealth stays with him even when he's no longer actively serving as king. If you remember again, part of the patur of Olav Yore that we saw in the end of yesterday's daf was that only someone who could experience both poverty and wealth brings carbon olav yored. Someone who has the inability to experience poverty ultimately does not bring the carbon. Essentially, the Gemara answers is, even if the king contracts saras and therefore can no longer actively serve as king, because he still has the monarchical wealth, he'll never experience poverty. Because he doesn't experience poverty, therefore again, halacha lemaisa, he goes in and does not bring a carbon olav yored. Good. Tanya. Rabbi Kiva or Mashiach pater mikulan. Rabbi Kiva says, the Kohen Mashiach, right, the Kohen Mashiach, the anointed Kohen Gadol, he is pater from everything. He is pater from Kulan. Look at Rashi. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, Mashiach pater mikulan, mi karban ola v'yori d'chsev, zeh karban aron obalav, obyom Mashiach osa, asira seifa, dainu chavite Kohen Mashiach, te chavitin ba'olo choven, ve'in acheres ba'olo, the asira saifa ola v'yori, lo ba'olo chova hilchach pater mikulam, me ola v'yori. So we'll say, ultimately, Rabbi Kiva says, there's also the Mashiach Milchama, the Kohen who was anointed, also is pater from every single carbon ola v'yori. Rava says, my time of Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva's logic? Why would the Kohen be pater from the carbon olav yored? Amrakra, ze carbon aron obanav. So we'll say, ze refers to what Rashi points out as the chavite Kohen Mashiach. Right? The chavite, which we'll say was the special meal offering of the Kohen Gadol. It is only that carbon, which we'll say, you see, normally meal offerings are part of the carbon ola viyored spectrum. So, interest, I might have thought, the havamina that this Gemara operates with, Rabbi Osei, I might have thought that since the kohen brings this chavitin, therefore what? Therefore halacha lemaisa, he is subject to the laws of olev yored. The Gemara therefore teaches me that it is only dafka, this particular karban, this particular olev yored, that the kohen brings, but no other olev yored does he bring. So the Gemara says, zeh karban aron avanav, zu ba'al chovolo, ve'in acheres ba'al chovolo. It is only this chavitin, which is this less expensive carbon that is brought by Aaron and his sons, but other carbon olav yoreit are not brought by the Kohanim, or the Kohen Mashuach, I should say. Ve'ima kimamayit lirachmanam midali dalus. So we'll say, maybe again, when the Torah goes out and says that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring an olav yoreit, that's only dali dalus. So we'll say, that's only what? That's only the quote-unquote cheapest carbon on the olav yoreit spectrum. Umayni, you asira sa'ifa. And I'll say, that's the asira sa'ifa, which uniquely enough, which is the cheapest carbon available on the carbonic spectrum. Abal anius va'ashirus lo mi'ati rachmana. But obviously, again, from the one step up, and obviously the more expensive carbonos, maybe a kohen can bring even from an olav yoreit. To which the Gemara says, lo, sa'adayit l'dichsiv, v'chiper alav ha'kohen al-chata, so'asher chata, me'achos me'ile. Ultimately, again, the pasuk says, and the kohen will go ahead and be mechaper on this, asher chata me'achos me'ile. Ultimately, again, that he achieved atonement from one of these. Hamiskaper ba'achos, miskaper bekulon. One who could achieve kapara basa with any olav yoreit, ultimately, again, achieves kapara with all of them. V'she'in miskaper ba'achos, and one ultimately, again, who does not achieve kapara with one of them, ein miskaper bekulon, does not achieve kapara with all of them. So, in other words, in order to be in the parsha of olav yoreit, you have to have the ability to achieve kapara with any type of olav yoreit. Once you are excluded from certain types of olav yoreit, then you're out. Ela mi'ata dechsiv v'haya kiyash kiyasham la'achas me'ila. But yet, it's going to make the same drasha over here by the pasuk, when the pasuk says, and it will be, if he becomes liable to one of these. Hachanami techala mischayi be'achas, mischayi be'kulon. V'she'in mischayi be'achas, ein mischayi be'kulon. But are you going to say again, Abosei, that the same halacha applies over here? That ultimately, only if you can bring any of these, that ultimately, again, you'll be chayiv in all of them. But if you can't bring all of them, then you're not chayiv in any of them. If that's the case, alamatnan Rabbi Akiva, alamatnan, if that's the case, why does it say, Rabbi Akiva Omer Nasi chayiv chutz mishmias kol? Yet I will say, Rabbi Akiva holds, we saw this in the previous Mishnah, that the Nasi is chayiv in these karbanos, with the exception of shmias kol, which I will say refers to the case where somebody goes ahead and takes an oath that they don't know Eidos, when in fact they do know Eidos. Sabai v'rav d'amri tarvayu, me'achos mashmalei, le'achos lo mashmalei. To which Abaye says, it's two different drushas. They make the drusha from me'achos, but not the drusha from le'achos. U'mayishna me'achos, dimashmalei. Why would me'achos be proper wording for the drasha, not la'achos? The kasi rachmana lebasof gabi asira seifa. Because I will say that lashon of me'achos is written in the section immediately following the asira seifa. Lememra, to teach us, dechodu mechayi ba'asira seifa mechayi bekulon. To teach us, I will say that whoever is chayiv in the asira seifa, which I will say refers to the cheapest carbon, though I should say the most inexpensive carbon a person could bring on the olev yored spectrum, whoever could bring an asira saifa is subject to the other olev yored carbonos. The Gemara says the e sakadaitcha mischayi ba'achos afa pishein mischayi bekulon, because if at the end of the day, again, Abosa, you would say, if you would hold that mischayi ba'achos, that you could be chayiv in one of them, even if you are not chayiv in all of them, nichteve lahai me'achos me'ila bedalus inami ba'ashirus. So you're about to say, interestingly enough, this me'achos drasha, which tells us that in order to be chayiv in carbon olav yored, you have to have the ability to bring any olav yored, is dafka written by the asira saifa, which is the cheapest of the karbanos. If the Torah wanted to tell me that it's enough to be chayiv in any one of the karbanos, then it should have written it either not by the cheapest, but either one step up or by the most expensive. The fact that it dafka writes it, the drasha word me'achos, at the most inexpensive carbon, tells me that what? That halacha lemaisa, only if I'm chayiv in any of the Ola V'Yoreds? Am I chayiv in all of the Ola V'Yoreds? Okay, says Gemara Mishnah. We'll say new Mishnah. Kol mitzvos sheva Torah shechayiv in azdon akaros al shigosin chatos. So we'll say any time, any mitzvah in the Torah whose intentional violation would come with the chiyuv kares, and therefore unintentional violation comes with the chiyuv chatos. So we'll say those are usually sister concepts. If the bemezid would be an iser kares, the shogig would be a chatos. So what's the halacha? We'll say hayochid may be kisba usiira. The individual, we'll say, if he violated any one of these averos, would bring for his karban either a kesev or an aze, either a sheep or a goat. We'll say it doesn't mean a sheep and a goat; it means it's or sheep or a goat. Vanasi. So we'll say if the king commits an avera like this, soyer, he brings a seer. Umashiach, and if the kohen gadol commits an avera like this, ubeizdin, or the beizdin paskins erroneously regarding this type of halacha, mevi en par. Then both say they bring a par. That's their unique carbon. Both say what happens again if there's an inadvertent worshipping of Avodah Zarah that occurs. So what happens? So the individual, the king, the Mashiach, all bring a seer. Ubeizdin par v'soyer. And Beizdin has to bring a par and a soyer. Par la'ola, they bring a par for an ola. U'seir lechatos, and they bring a seer for a chatos. Asham taloi. Usir lechatos. I lost the place here. Usir lechatos. Asham taloi. Hayochid v'anasi chayavin. So we'll say, what about the case of Asham taloi? So remember again, we touched on Asham taloi yesterday. Asham taloi, we'll say, is a person committed an avera that, let me say differently, a person may have committed an avera whose intentional violation would be a chiyuv kares, an unintentional violation would be a chiyuv chatos. The difference in this case is, I'm not sure. I may have violated. So we'll say, who brings an asham taloi? Hayochid v'anasi chayovin. So both an individual and the king can bring an asham taloi. But, u'mashiach u'beizdin peturin. But I will say, the kohen gadol and the beizdin do not bring an asham taloi. Asham vaday. We'll say, what about a vaday asham? Hayochid v'anasi v'mashiach chayovin. So the yochid, the nasi, the mashiach, all have to bring it. Ubeizin Peturin, and Beizin is Pater. Al Shmiya Sakol. We'll say, what about Shmiya Sakol? Va'al Bitois Vasayim. Val Tumas Mikdash Vekadash. So we had these three cases yesterday. So Shmiya Sakol, we'll say, means that a person, Ruvain asks me if I know Eidos for him about a particular issue. I say no. He says swear, I swear, and it ends up being falsely. Or we'll say, Bitois Vasayim just means a general false oath. Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshev means any either paskening, Tumas Mikdash means entering into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of ritual impurity. So I will say, in any of these cases, if Beizdin paskin erroneously, Beizdin Pturin, so there is no chiyuv for Beizdin in these types of situations, v'hayochid v'hanasi v'mashiach hayovin. But obviously, if an individual, or the king, or the kohen gadol transgress any of these things, chayovin. Ultimately, they're chayiv. Elo, she'in kohen gadol mashiach chayiv al tumas mikdash v'kadosh av divrei Rabbi Shimon. I will say, interestingly enough, Rabbi Shimon holds that the kohen gadol is not chayiv for tumas mikdash v'kadosh. We will see the reason for that. Yeah, okay. Rashi gets into our fine. We'll leave it for later. Umahin Mavin, and we'll say what type of carbon do they bring under these circumstances? So carbon ola viorate. Ultimately, and we'll say they bring what we call a variable carbon, right? A carbon whose value changes based on your own financial state. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hanasi may be seer. But as it says in this case, the Nasi ultimately again brings a seer. Good. We'll say says the Gemara. Tana, Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Hayanos and Klal. We'll see, Rabbi Shimon gives a klal that kind of sums up the Mishnah in its entirety. What's the klal? Kol shah yochid ba'asham talui. Any time that the yochid would bring an asham talui, hanasi kiyot sebo. The nasi goes ahead and brings the same idea. Right? Hanasi kiyot sebo. Mashiach ubezin peturin. And we'll say, normally again, the kohen gadol and the bezin will be potter. First wide line. V'chol shu ba'asham. Anytime, ultimately, again, there's an chiyuv of Asham. So, excuse me, Basham Vadai. Nasi u'mashiach biyotzei bohen. The Nasi and the Mashiach had that halacha. U'beizdin peturin, beizdin is pater. Shmias hakol u'bitui svasayim. V'tumas mikdash v'kadashav. So we'll say these three cases are kind of always reckoned together. Shmias hakol, which is what we'll call the Eidos Shavua, Bituis Vasayim, general false oath. Tumas Mikdash Vekadosh of entry into the Beis HaMikdash or consumption of sacrificial items in a state of Tuma. Bezin Pturin, Nasi Umashiach Chayovin. Elein, so we'll say in this case, Bezin is Pater. We actually spoke about that yesterday, why Bezin is Pater in that type of case. Umashiach Chayovin. Elo, Shein HaNasi Chayi B'Shmias HaKol. But the Nasi, I will say, ultimately, again, is not Chayi for Shmias HaKol, which I will say, again, has to do with the Eidos Shavua. V'lo Mashiach B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And the Koi Mashiach is not Chayiv for, again, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Kol Shuba Ola V'Yoreit. Any time I will say that an infraction is has a carbon olav yored, nasi kiyotzebo, so the nasi will have the chiyuv, mashiach u bezin peturin, and ultimately again the mashiach and the bezin will be pater. To which the Gemara says, haguf akasha. So I'll say that was the klal of Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon just tried to go ahead and make principles so instead of really getting case specific, he got carbon specific. So I said, but there's a problem. Haguf akasha. Amrit she'in Mashiach chayiv b'tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. You just said before, I will say that what? That the Mashiach is not chayiv, when I say the Mashiach, right? The coin Mashiach, right? The anointed coin is not chayiv, I will say, for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. B'tumas mikdash v'kadoshav hu depater, aval b'shmias kol b'tumas asayim chayiv. So I want to just point something out. If you notice in the Mishnah, the three cases of Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, Shmias Kol, and Bitui Svasayim were all mentioned together. They've always been grouped as a unit. That's because ultimately, again, their carbon is a carbon Olevi Yoreit. So we assumed in general, again, that they're linked together. If you notice over here, I will say that this Gemara just separated them. This Gemara just said as follows. It said that the coin Mashiach is not Chayiv B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, which we infer that what? He's not Chayiv B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, but he would be Chayiv for Shmias Kol and Bituis Vasayim. Yet, Ema Seifa, yet look at the end, Kol Shu Ba'ola V'Yoreit Nosi Kiyotzebo. So any time that a particular infraction, we'll say, brings a chiyuv of a carbon ola v'yoreit, so the Nasi shares that halacha, Mashiach u'beizin pturin, right? The Mashiach and the Mashiach, Kol Mashiach, and the Beizin are potter. Katani, Mashiach u'beizin are potter. So I'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that the Mashiach and the Beis Din are potter from all of them, cool on both sides, which seems to indicate that what? That halacha lemaisa, they're not only potter on bitui svasayim, but should also be potter on what? Not only potter on tumas mikdash v'kadashav, but shmias kol and bitui svasayim, to which the Gemara says, so ma, Beis Din peturin, katan Mashiach Beis Din peturin, ma, I'm sorry, I just lost the place. Let's just go back again. Ema seifa kol shuba olav yorei nasi kiyotzi v'mashiach u'beizin peturin. Katani mashiach u'beizin peturin. Ma beizin peturin mikulon. Af mashiach potter mikulon. So it's according to the seifa, it sounds like what? That the mashiach, ultimately the anointed kohen, should be potter from everything. So we'll say we have a contradiction. Kashyon amud beiz. Kashyon ahadadi. Ultimately, in Avosai, they seem to contradict each other. Amrapun b'Rabbi Yeshua lo kasha. It's not a contradiction. Kan bidalos, kan bidali dalos. Oh, Avosai, listen to this. So look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi on the right side. So bidali dalos. Mashiach patr mikulu ki dechsev zeh karbon aron de'in acher es ba'lo choba. V'hai duka amram de Mashiach hai b'shmias kol b'itvoi sasayim v'gom bidalos. Let's listen to this. So the Gemara says as follows. That when do we say that ultimately, again, the Mashiach is potter from everything? That means Dalagos. Well, remember again, as you've said, and this is really amazing. This is, you see, you never thought you'd get so into these Gemaras, right? But it has like a way of pulling you in to a way that like mamish, you feel like you're living in the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll say, remember again, in the carbon Ola V'Yorid spectrum, there's a spectrum. Ola V'Yorid also means that. The carbon changes based on your financial status. There's everything to what from what we call dalei dalos to ashirus. I will say dalei dalos, that carbon is, interestingly enough, that carbon is a minchas chavitin. That carbon is a very simple meal offering. I want to tell you just the great anomaly that the Gemara is struggling with, is that same carbon, which was dalei dalos, right? I will say it was brought one other time, which was when? By the Kohen Gadol for his inauguration. That was the minchas chavitin of the Kohen. So remember again, we spent Amud Aleph saying the Kohen Gadol only brought that carbon once during his inauguration, never again. The Gemara now suggests when we say that the Kohen Gadol When I say Kohen Gadol, I mean Kohen Mashuach. When we say that he's exempt from the carbon olav yored, what we mean is the Dalei Dalos. He never brings the most inexpensive carbon. Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. Baruch haba. I've been waiting to say it. Mamish, like, been building up for days. Okay, welcome back. So the Gemara says as follows. So therefore, again, the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring the Dalei Dalos carbon. Mr. Schoenfeld, you should know you have an incredible following. Just on the podcast. You're more popular than I am. I just want to let you know. And you're not here. I get emails. Is it Mr. Schoenfeld okay? Everyone, all right? So again, the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring the Dalei Dalos carbon. Rabbi said he does bring the one above. So he will bring the tar or the banyona, which are the bird offerings, the pigeon offerings, that he will bring. So it says the Gemara, Lokasha kam bedalos kam bedalos, Rav Shimon samalak Rav Yekiva bechada, upalik ala bechada. Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yekiva in one case, and argues on Rav Yekiva in the other case. Samalak Rav Yekiva bedalos, so we'll see, holds like Rav Yekiva in the case of Dalei Dalos, right? Namely, again, that the Kohen Gadol will not go ahead and bring the lowest carbon, which is the meal offering, upalik alei bedalos, but ultimately, again, disagrees with him when it comes to dalos. Because Rabbosai, ultimately, again, Rabbi Akiva will hold that the Kohen Gadol doesn't even go ahead and bring even the one above the most inexpensive level, the tar o ben yona, whereas Reb Shimon does. Good. Ela shein Kohen Gadol chayiv, amr chiske, my time to Reb Shimon. So again, remember, Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, that a Kohen Gadol is not chayav for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav. So says the Gemara, Amar Chizkiya, my time with Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's logic? So says the Gemara, D'chsiv v'nichrasa nefesh ha'im itoch ha'kal. Because the pasuk says the nefesh will be cut off from within the nation. Mishir karbano shavala kal. We'll say it only applies to who? To someone ultimately again whose carbon is the same as the kehilah's carbon. Look at Rashi for just a moment. We'll say it's right across in Rashi on the right hand side. My time is Reb Shimon. Damar v'lo mashiach inu chayv b'tumas mikdash v'kadashav. What's Reb Shimon's logic that the Kohen Gadol is not chayv in tumas mikdash v'kadashav? So Rashi says dichsev b'tumas mikdash v'kadashav v'nichsa nefesh mitoch akal. Mishe karbanos shavala kal. Rashi says demiskaper b'shal kal who dichayv b'tumas mikdash v'kadashav. So Reb Shimon Dash is like this. Only he who is atoned for with the carbon of the kal ultimately again is subject to the laws of tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Yotza zeh she'im karbanos shavala kal. Again, look at Rashi. Yotza mashiach she'im karbanos shava. They miskaper b'shal kal b'kapar yom kippurim. They miskaper b'par v'gam b'sar. So it's like, ultimately, again, the Kohen Gadol does not share the kapara together with the kal. He has his own kapara. But so we'll see what it means in just a moment. Imkain, nasinam. So we'll say the Gemara is understanding it over here to refer to Yom Kippur, right? So ultimately, again, who achieves kapara for tumas mikdash vekadashav with the kal? Only he who generally achieves kapara with the kal. Which kapara are we referring to? The kapara of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol Rabbosai does not achieve kapara with the kal. What does that mean? The kal has its kapara on Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Gadol has his kapara on Yom Kippur. Imkein nasi nami, ein karbana shava lakal. But if that's the case, again, the nasi also doesn't have the same kapara as the kal. We'll say, now what does that mean? Now remember, again, what that refers to in general, we saw in the Mishnah already, that there are certain infractions for which the nasi will bring a sa'ir, the sa'ir, and the kal is mechuper with the par. So he's also not mechuper, so the nasi should also be excluded, to which the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, d'yom kippurim, I'm sorry, shava b'kapar d'yom kippurim. We're focusing on Yom Kippur. The Melech Rabosei is included with the kapara of the Am of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is not. So the Gemara says, "Imkein Kohanim nami lo shavu l'kal b'kapar d'yom kippurim." But if that's the case, again, as we said before, the Kohanim are also not shavu to the kal b'kapar of Yom Kippur. Kohanim shavu l'kal b'shar mitzvos d'shana kula. So we'll say ultimately, again, even though the Kohanim may not have the same kapara as the kal on Yom Kippur, they do share the same quote-unquote mitzvos as the kal for the rest of the year. To which the Gemara says, Mashiach nami hashav b'shar mitzvos d'shana. But if that's the case, again, the Nasi also shares in the same kapor, the same mitzvos, as the kal throughout the year. Bosei, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo kashi mishum nekayim shav lekal b'sham mitzvos hashana kula." The miskapri matzibor bepar haba kal mitzvos silcha chayim b'tuas midrash v'kadasha. So also the idea that the Gemara is saying over here is that even if the kohanim share a different kapara, ultimately again in Yom Kippur, they share in the same general kapara of the kal throughout the year. Ela Amar Rava, Eima Hachi. Say the following. We'll say ultimately again, who it is only he who shares this, whose chait is similar to the yechidim, and who is the yechidim that we're referring to? The kal. We'll say, take a look at Rashi. What does this mean? So, ela amarava imahachi mitocha kal. What does it mean? Mitocha. What does the phrase mean when we say in the pasuk mitocha kal? It means mishechato shava liyechidim demechayvi b'shigigas ma'ase diyechidim. It means who will say is chayvin to us make a shekadoshav? Only he who has the same level of chiyuv as the individuals. Namely, that the same way that the yechidim of the kal share a liability for shogig, this individual will share a liability for shogig as well. The yechidim shechadu b'shignas maisi, ma'asa, maisi kochad, uman yechidim kal, dechichadu kal b'shignas maisa, v'chudei, below ha'elam davar, maisi kochad karban da'osan ha'shav al-yechidim ha'davar, zehu d'mechai b'tumas v'nishav v'kedashav. So I'll say, it is only the individual who is similar to the kal, in that when the kal goes ahead, and violates an aveira b'shogig, they bring a particular type of karban, only he who brings that same type of carbon will be chayv to mas mikdash vekadashav. Yotza Mashiach she'in chet o shava liyachid. But this ultimately comes to teach us, it comes to exclude the coin Mashiach Rabosai, who when he sins as an individual, does not bring the same carbon as the yechidim of the cow. Good. Rabbi Lazar Omer Hanasi may be sayer. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, lo, back in the Gemara, lo Amr Rabbi Eliezer, ala b'tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Rabbi Eliezer, Shita Bosei, is only by tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Why? Hoil v'ne'emar kares bo kibikavua. Ultimately, again, because the Torah uses lashon of kares there, just like with a carbon kavua. Amr HaPapa, achanayim mistabra. Papa says, it seems to be clear. These sagadayt Rabbi Eliezer akulan ka'amri, because if you hold it, Rabbi Eliezer is really talking about all the cases, Michti Sayer Nasir Upar Mashiach Bimkom Yochid Lechatas Koi. Because remember again, the Sir of the Nasi and the power of the Koin Mashiach essentially are the equivalent of the Chatas for the Yochid. Nisni Nami Mashiach Mevi Par Bishmias Kolobito Isvasayim. Why doesn't the Mishnah also say that the Koin Mashiach brings a par for Shmias Kolobito Isvasayim, which we'll say are the cases of Eidos and false oath? Elamid lo katani Mashiach. Rabbi said the fact that the Mishnah does not include the case of Mashiach, Shma mina atumas mikdash v'kadashav koi. Ultimately, it must be referring to the case of tumas mikdash v'kadashav. So the Gemara says the Mashiach pater. Why? Rabbi said because that's the case of the Mashiach, as we already said before, is pater. Amalei Rafun b'Rei Rav Nasr HaPapa. Mimai dilma Rabbi Lazar kulim koi. Rabbi Lazar is talking about all the cases. Is referring to all of the cases. Mashiach sevelak Rabbi Akiva, davar Mashiach pater b'kulon, and maybe also like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi will say that the Mashiach is pater in all three of those cases. Bitui shmias kol, and tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Amalei Rabbi Akiva mi pater le mi par. Right, but yeah, he would say to this. Rabbi will say this. Rabbi Akiva ultimately again pater from the par as well. V'sulo midi, and there's nothing more to discuss regarding this particular topic. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mod Rabbi Lazar Shein Mevi Asham. We'll say, so Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Lazar agrees that he does not go ahead and bring an Asham. We'll say, now what does this mean? That he agrees that a Nasi does not bring an Asham. Excuse me, does not, when he says Asham over here, he means an Asham Talui. Right? Does not bring an Asham Talui on Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. Tani Tana Kamid Rav Sheshes. Asham Talui Ba of Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. But yet again, it was taught before Rav Sheshes that the Asham Talui does come out Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. Amar Lei Da'amar Lechamani, whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbi Lazar Hi Da'amar, Hoil V'ne'amar Bokaris Kibikavua. Since Rabbi Lazar by Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, it uses the word Karis like a carbon kavua. Therefore, Maisi Nasi So'ir Aleho. Therefore, again, Rabbi Lazar, because he uses the Lashon of Kavua, the Nasi will bring the Sar. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moldi Rabbi Eliezer Shein Mevi Asham Talui. Aye, but one second. He said before that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you bring an Asham Talui. To which Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara ends off by saying, Kashya. Hadron Allah Hora Kohen Mashiach. I will say Mazel Tov. Kohen Mashiach Shechata. We'll say a lot to do. Still a lot to do today. Kohen, probably just at the pace, but Mamash a lot to do. Kohen Mashiach. We'll say, now again, first of all, in tremendous Hashem, we just finished the second parak in Maseches Harias. So I have good news here. We'll say there is Agarata on the horizon. Emir Hashem. We might get to a little bit today, but it's going to be Emir Hashem tomorrow's daf. So again, I'll say just to always tie with these karbanos. Understand, it was the same reason when we say karbanos in the morning. So again, we're mekayim on the shama parim svasenu. We go ahead and also we have the ability. It says if we're bringing karbanos through the recitation of karbanos, you learn these sugyas. When you learn these sugyas, some are asham taloi in the karban and this. Literally, again, it's like we have the ability, at least for a little while, to live in the Beis HaMikdash, to feel, experience a little bit of the Karbanos, and to mamish again feel a little bit of glue. That's how you have to look at these Gemaras. Koin Mashiach. We'll say, let's go weiter. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shakol Mi Yibidvaro. Okay. Koin Mashiach Shechata. We'll say a very interesting case. The anointed Koin, Koin Gadol, Shechata. Didn't have Vera. Obviously, when we speak about doing an Avera, we're talking about the kind of things that for intentional violation would be a Chiyuv Kares, unintentional violation would be a Chiyuv Chatos. And we'll say, what happens? Here's what's interesting. And then he was removed from his post. Again, we'll say, not because of any wrongdoing. Whatever it is. He got old, he got sick, he couldn't execute, whatever it is. So we'll say, similarly, if you have a king, who commit an arrest, and we're saying that what's happening over here is these individuals are committing the infraction while in office. Then what happens? They didn't yet have an opportunity to bring their kohen. Now remember, what have we established? That a nasi and a kohen gadol, the king, the melech and a kohen gadol, we'll say bring specific types of kabbalahs that are different from a yachid. When they commit an avera that is punishable intentionally by kares and unintentionally by a chatos. The case over here is they sinned while in office, didn't have a chance to bring their unique carbon, and then what? Then left office. So we'll say, so now the shayla is what? So what do they bring? To which the Gemara answers, Kohen may be par, Vanasi may be seer. So we'll say again, what it sounds like over here is that they still bring the same carbon, as if they were in office. The Kohen brings his par, and the Nasi brings his seer. Mashiach Shavram Mashichasa V'achar Kachata. So Kohen Mashiach may be par, v'anasi kedra. This is what's case number two. Case number two is you have a Kohen and a Melech who both step down from office. After they step down from office, they then committed the Avera, which done intentionally would have been punishable by Kares, unintentionally Chayiv Chatos. So what happens in this case? The Kohen, apparently, even after he leaves office, and he sins after he left office, still brings a special power of the Kohen. The Melech, however, once he leaves office and he sins, is treated like what? Like a regular person and brings a regular carbon chatos. Hashto, Yeshlam, so says the Gemara, Bosei, Hashto, Yeshlam, Avram Mishichaso, top of Yud. V'achar kach chata mevi par. Chata v'achar kach Avram Mishichaso, tzvicha l'meimar. So Bosei, the Gemara asks a simple question. I don't understand. Once you say the second case, then the first case is obvious. Silly by a Kohen. Most remember again, let's analyze the two cases by Kohanim. Case number one was what? Kohen Gadol commits the Avera, doesn't bring the carbon, steps down from office. What does the Mishnah tell me? He still brings the carbon like a Kohen Gadol. So what's that? Case number two was, he's the Kohen Gadol, steps down, sins. What's the halacha? Still brings the carbon of a Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Just tell me case number two. And then case number one would have been obvious. If the Kohen Gadol, after he steps down, sins, still brings the power of the Kohen Gadol, then it goes without saying that what? That if he sinned while he was Kohen Gadol, and then steps down, that he certainly brings the power of Kohen Gadol. So just tell me case number two, and I don't need case number one. To which the Gemara answers, Mishum diktani gabi nasi. Because we'll say, the truth is, the Gemara says, you're right, except that remember, we're not just talking about the Kohen Gadol in the Mishnah, we're also talking about the case of Nasi. Dechi avar minisiuso, v'achar kach chata, kehedyot maisi. So we'll say ultimately again, because remember, the Mishnah also has to teach me the case by the Nasi. And I will say, what happens by the Nasi? You see, if the king sins while he's king, and didn't bring a carbon before he steps down, so when he steps down, he still brings the carbon like a king, but if he was king and steps down, then sins, then I will say, what's the nature of his karban? He brings the carbon like a head yot. So says the Gemara, we needed that second case. We need both cases. We need to highlight the difference in the nasi. Therefore, again, to which the Gemara says, v'achar kach chata ked yot, maisi, maisi. Ahochi tani gabi mashiach chata, v'achar kach avar mevi par. So we'll say, essentially what the Gemara says is you're right. The chiddush is not over here by coin, because we'll say, really, what principle comes out by the coin gadol? We'll say, what's the principle you get from about the coin gadol from the Mishnah? Once a Kohen Gadol, always a Kohen Gadol. That's pretty much it. Once you serve in that capacity, pretty now not for everything as we'll see, but at least for this purposes of this sin offering, you maintain that status even after you are no longer functioning in that office. Masha'in came the king. The king apparently is only the king when he's actively functioning as the king. Even though I both say, we see that's not totally true. Right? I know what you're thinking. You think about last parak. What did we just learn in the last parak? That at least according to one opinion, the king is always parted from the Olaviyoreid. Why? Because of his wealth. So we see, but at least for these purposes over here, you're only considered the king when you are the king. When you step down, you're no longer the king. So we'll say, so again, that's why the mission has to include both cases, not as much for the Kohen Gadol. So really what comes out is as follows. The Kohen Gadol, whether he committed the Avera when he was actively serving as the Kohen Gadol or not as the Kohen Gadol, so the halacha is he brings the karban as if he were the Kohen Gadol. The melech, if he sins when he's the melech, even if he did not bring the karban when he's the melech, he brings the karban as if he was the melech. But if he sinned after he stepped down, then he's treated as a commoner. So menahanimili. So the Gemara says, from where do we know this? Rashi says, know what? The Mashiach sha'avar va'achar kachata may be karban. We'll say, where do we know that a Kohen Gadol, even after he stepped down from being the Kohen Gadol, and he sins, from where do we know that he is still treated as the Kohen Gadol for karbonic purposes, that he brings the carbon of a Kohen Gadol? The Tanna Rabbanan was listening to this because we learned, V'hikriv al chataso, melamed shemevi chataso, mishavar. Because we'll say, the Pasuk says, V'hikriv al chataso, he will go ahead and he will bring a carbon. We'll say, the context of this Pasuk is, ima Kohen ha-mashiach yechatela ashmasam, V'hikriv al chataso asher chata, par ben bakar tamim la'asham lachatos. So we'll say, this is the case. The Kohen ha-mashiach, the anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, yechta la'ashmasam, he will sin. So we'll say, what does the Pasuk say? V'hikriv al chataso, he will offer up his chatos, melamed, shemevi chataso mishavar. So what's interesting is as follows. What Gemara's darshing over here is, he brings this chatos mishavar, even if he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. So we'll say what it sounds like over here is, it calls it chataso. So chataso, I will say, the Gemara's darshing is, this is his chatos, even if what? Even if what? Even if he's not the Kohen Gadol. Even if he's no longer actively functioning in his capacity, this is his chatos. So the Gemara says, Shiyachav al odinu, I might have thought as follows, Uman nasi shemevi b'shigigas maisa, e mevi chatos o mishavar. But you know, when it comes to the nasi, and I will say, by the way, I know what you're thinking. You've been wondering this entire time, why is it that the king is referred to as a nasi? Don't worry, we're going to talk about that tomorrow in Mirat Hashem, because it is interesting. The Torah itself refers to a melech in both ways, as a nasi and a melech. We're going to see some incredible insights about that. In any event, so it's man nasi shemevi b'shigas maisa. So when it comes to a nasi, shemevi b'shigas maisa. Now remember again, the nasi goes ahead and brings his karban, even b'shigas maisa, even b'shogeg, ein mevi chatoso mishavar. Yet I will say, what's the halacha? The halacha is that the nasi does not bring his unique karban if what Rav say, if halacha lamaisi has already stepped down. So meaning, if the king is no longer the active king, and he commits the avira, he does not go ahead and bring the karban of a king, but rather it brings the karban of a head yot. Yet Rav say again, and remember, for a king to bring his general karban, Rav say, what do you need? Shigigas maisa, that he acted accidentally. Okay, watch this. So Mashiach she'in mevi b'shigigas maisa, ela al ha'elam davar im shigigas maisa, l'kol shekin. So Rav say, the Mashiach, Rabosai, the Kohen Mashiach, in order for him to bring his unique carbon, Rabosai, he needs two things. Number one, we spoke about this already, Shigigas Mais, it has to be an accident, but accident is not enough. Helam Davar. Rabosai, Helam Davar means, see, Rabosai, sometimes a person could do something by accident. I turn on a light on Shabbos by accident. So what does that mean? What did I do? So it's not the pshat that I thought that what I was doing was correct. I forgot. I forgot. Whatever the circumstances are, in order for the Kohen Gadol to bring his unique par for accidental violation of an Avera Basar, you require two things. Number one, it's an accident. But number two, Helam Davar. He didn't know the halacha. He didn't know the halacha. He thought that what he was doing ultimately, again, was correct. So lo kol shekin. So what the Gemara is saying is as follows. I might have thought that the king, who brings his carbon for much less, he only needs shigas maisa. He doesn't need helam davar. Yet again, halacha lemaisa, once he's no longer king, he brings the carbon of a commoner. I might have thought again that the Kohen Gadol, shouldn't have both shad the same halacha, because the Kohen Gadol is treated even more chamer. He needs helam davar and shigas maisa. I might have therefore thought that once he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, he brings the carbon of a commoner, not of a Kohen Gadol. Therefore again, Talmud lomar, vehikrib al chataso. Therefore, the pasuk says the Kohen Gadol brings his chatas melamed shemevi al chatas so misha avar. Bosei teaches us that what chatasur bosei means that the Kohen is tethered to this carbon, which means this is forever the carbon he brings should he commit an inadvertent act, even if he is no longer functioning in the official capacity as Kohen Gadol. As it says the Gemara, v'nesi nami nasi mikal v'chomer. Well, bosei, let's flip that around. Then maybe we should make a Kal v'chomer, and that Kal v'chomer should result in saying what? In teaching me that even the Nasi should go ahead and bring the king's carbon even after he stepped down. What's the Kal v'chomer Rabbo saying? Umam Mashiach she'in maybe b'shigagas maisa, maybe chatos mishavar. We'll say if it comes ultimately again to the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, who brings, she'in maybe b'shigas maisa. We'll say the Mashiach, if all there is the shogig, but not the helam davar, he doesn't bring his karban, yet maybe chatos mishavar, yet Rabbo say he brings the Kohen Gadol chatos, even after he's no longer the functioning Kohen Gadol. Nasi shemevi chatos b'shigagas maisa. If the Nasi ultimately brings his chatos b'shigagas maisa, eino din shemevi chatos mishavar, certainly what Rabbo say should bring his chatos ultimately again, even when he is no longer the king. Tamad lomar asher nasi yechta. Therefore, we'll say the pasuk teaches me that what asher nasi yechta, we'll say, which means that what if the nasi will sin kishehu nasi in kishehu hadyot lo. We'll say ultimately again when he is the nasi, that is when he sins. Excuse me, when he is the nasi, that is when he brings his unique karban. But when he is no longer the nasi, when he is in hadyot, he does not. So we'll say, so therefore again, bottom line halacha lemaisa, the takeaway from this sugya is as follows. The Kohen Mashiach, we'll say the Kohen Gadol, will always bring his unique par, even when he is no longer functioning in the official capacity as Kohen Gadol. Right? So again, I will say, and that's independent of when the sin occurred. If the sin occurred when he was Kohen Gadol, if the sin didn't occur when he was Kohen Gadol, once he has the status of Kohen Gadol, he is always afforded that status. Now we will see other ramifications of that, conferment of that status. We'll discuss that. As opposed to the Melech only brings his unique carbon when Rabbi Osai, when he is the Melech. Now, the exception to that rule, to a certain degree, is if he sinned as the Melech, didn't get to bring the carbon yet, and then steps down from office, then Rabbi Osai, he still brings that carbon of a Melech. But once he no longer has the status of a Melech and sins, then halach lamais again, he brings the carbon of the head. Yo. All right, we'll say shkoyach, we'll stop over here, and we'll pick up middle of Yud Amud Aleph tomorrow, Mir Tzasha.